Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Whipped up a batch of chili. Fritzy was supposed to do the honors. He's at home zooming in. And he's back with us. Had some internet problems, but Fritzy is back with us. And Fritzy did have a limerick about zooming in today. Would you like to do the honors, Todd?
I would love to do that.
Okay. How about your limerick?
I take pride in doing my best to contribute with enthusiasm and zest. But now I'm stuck here at home where it's not safe to roam. You see, my son had a positive test.
All right. Well, we're glad you're with us, though. We did want to play a game. Pants, no pants, or sweatpants. Do we have music for this game with Todd Fritz?
It's pants, a great game.
No pants or sweatpants? Paulie?
Yeah, Dan. So if you, for the people on radio, Todd is wearing a Brooklyn Nets shirt that I'm sure he got for free. And we have not seen him. We have not seen him full body. So
I
the game
this
is.
At the mall.
Thank you, Todd. The game is pants, jeans, or like hiking pants, sweatpants, which is Todd's uniform usually at home. Or no pants.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
Just to clarify, do shorts count as no pants? Or is Todd just naked as no pants? Or do we add shorts in as an option?
Shorts can be the fourth option. Great call by you.
Okay. All right.
Now, Dan, where are you going? I'm going to go last.
I'm going to go sweatpants.
I'm going to go sweatpants as well.
Seton O'Connor.
Well, I think I want to go shorts. I'm going to go shorts. I think Todd's wearing some type of like gym shorts.
All right. And here we go. Todd Fritz, if you would stand up to show us what you're wearing today. It's pants.
Commando with sweatpants.
Okay.
Those are sweatpants?
Yeah. Yeah, those are sweatpants.
He's got the Bill Belichick two-thirds capri sweatpants on. That show
they're
off.
Kind of knickers because they're old and they, you know, I grew a few inches since it went the time that I bought these. I've had these so long that they don't even go down past really the calf.
Can we lower his microphone a little bit? The volume is a little hot.
I think that's my fault. I might have stepped into the microphone.
Yeah, you were told not to. This morning.
I know, but I was playing around with my pants and I kind of leaned forward while I was adjusting myself.
I like that Todd had to tell us that he was commando. Like, nobody asked if you were wearing underwear or not.
That's
just
true.
If you were wearing
a little too much information. Shorts. But I just put the sweats right on. Right. It's very comfortable.
Well, we're glad to have you back, Todd, for the final.
I'm glad to be back.
All right. Jay Glazer will join us coming up here in a little bit. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle the DP Show. You know, prior to the show, we were talking about Tom Brady has a new clothing line that's coming out. Now, it's not very dramatic. Doesn't look like a lot of thought went into it, although Tom said it was, he's been working on this for 3 years, his clothing line. And it's athletic gear. But I think the untapped market right now, and I see a big opportunity here, is Bill Belichick. I think Bill Belichick, with cutoff hoodies, cut off, you know, sweatpants, ripped up hood. You know, we're looking for the distressed look. Like, Bill always looks like he's distressed when he goes into those press conferences. So it's the Bill Belichick distressed look. And I think it would sell out, certainly in New England. And they would be good prices as well. You know, that would counter what Tom's charging you $95 for a sweatshirt. You know, Belichick's going to charge you $30. I think Belichick, with his line of clothing, I think it would be it'd be a big deal.
It'd be so cool if he released it the next day. Like, he knew Tom's was coming, and he had this whole sweatshirt thing.
Yeah, I don't think he has any idea. Any idea here. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the defending champs, but that road to a title defense has been a tough one. They lost Chris Godwin, that torn ACL. Secondary has really never been on the same page. Revolving door of a lot of players. Leonard Fournette is set to return. Star linebacker Lavonte David set to rejoin the team. And that will no doubt improve the Bucs' chances of defending their title here. But Tom Brady, probably fired up as ever. He's going to use it as motivation. He's not going to win the MVP. You got the Eagles coming to town. It's expected to rain. Brady doesn't need more motivation, but we've seen this with great players where you go, let me create something. Michael Jordan famously would create these imaginary obstacles there. You know, speaking of the NBA, I brought up this earlier in the show, and it surprised a lot of people because there is a loophole for Kyrie Irving to be able to play home games this year. Because if you look at New York City and the executive order, if you violate that, the first offense, this is for any citizen, you get a warning. Second offense is a $1,000 fine. Third offense, a $2,000 fine. Fourth offense, $5,000 fine. The fifth offense, and for every offense after that, is $5,000. Well, if you do the math, if I have him playing, so the Nets have 20 home games left in the regular season, and then a maximum of 16 more home games in the playoffs. Let's say he gets fined for every one of those games. And most of those will be $5,000. That totals $173,000 in fines. That's the most that the team would have to eat if Kyrie played in every single home game. I don't know how long they've known about this, but this was in the New York Daily News. And if unless you're flaunting this, and the NBA would have a problem with this, with the optics, you're already paying him, so why not just pay $5,000 more and you actually get him to play a game for you? But I wonder about the PR hit that you would take if he's flaunting this where he's out on the court. But if I'm the Nets, I certainly explore this. The other thing I found really interesting, Dwayne Wade was on the Armchair Expert podcast with Dax Shepard. And he had something really interesting to say about Michael Jordan and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
These GOATs, these names that we throw out, yeah, it's not going to just be a lot of those players. But the game continue to keep moving forward. And so we're going to continue to see things we've never seen before. And the eyes are going to get younger and younger. We're not going to be ones having a conversation about the GOATs. Now it's going to be the younger generation. And they're going to forget about Jordan like we forget about Kareem.
Okay, I understand that, you know, you can put Kareem in there, but Kareem was not charismatic, didn't have his own clothing line. You know, Kareem, to me, is the most underrated player in the history of the game. But, you know, it's just they weren't doing documentaries about Kareem and, you know, post-career like they did with Michael Jordan. You know, they did a 10-part documentary on Mike, and this was how many years after he played a game. LeBron will not be forgotten. There's players that will come, but Mike's different. You know, Mike will never be forgotten because it's really off the court as well. Now, what'll happen is it's like John Madden. John Madden became this cultural icon, and people didn't even know that he was a coach. So he had the best winning percentage, I think, for any head coach, and retired at 42. Well, those who knew him, of him, they knew him as a broadcaster and the Madden game. And that will keep you will never forget about you. That goes into perpetuity. But, you know, it might be where people go, oh, Michael Jordan, all the Air Jordan. What kind of player was he? Now, maybe that's 20 years down the road. But Kareem just played basketball. You know, he did change his name, and that was a big deal back in the early 70s. But, you know, Michael's different as far as the GOAT. I don't think that ever leaves. Yes, Eden.
That's why, yeah, the branding part of Michael Jordan is truly unique because I don't know that there's going to be another athlete that does what he's able to do. Like, Messi right now is wearing the Jordan logo on the PSG shirt.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know how many athletes moving forward will be able to duplicate that or even come close to it.
Well, Jordan's like the first man on the moon. He's Neil Armstrong. And then everybody else is, oh, you're one of the other guys who, what are there, 13 men who have been on the moon? You know, LeBron's just another guy who walked on the moon. Mike was the first guy up there. And that's a small club, but that's what we're talking about here. We won't forget about Jordan. We will have to be reminded about Kareem. That is true. But Mike, that's just too much branding there. Too powerful. Yeah, Paul.
And guys like Bird and Magic are intertwined. There's documentaries about the Lakers and the Celtics. They got the college hook. They'll always be talked about. It's like Babe Ruth. There's baseball players like Stan Musial was great. You look at the numbers. He's one of the top 10 players easily all time. He doesn't have a hook. Like Babe Ruth is going to be famous 50 years from now. His name will be brought up. Joe DiMaggio probably will have his name brought up here and there. Mickey Mantle. There's certain guys like Muhammad Ali. There's other guys who have more heavyweight victories in him by far, but his impact off the court, off the field, whatever you call it, outside the ring, that's what separates you to icon.
Yeah, and I think there's certain players who are, you know, they supersede the sport that they're in. You know them, and you might know them for a couple of different reasons. You know, Tiger Woods, you know, somebody's going to come along. Are they going to have more career wins? Maybe. You know, Jack is always going to have more majors, but Tiger seems bigger than Jack. And Jack was huge. You know, he had the Golden Bear. He had a great nickname. Tom Brady is getting there as well. But he's not necessarily the cultural icon that, you know, Tiger or Michael are and have been. He's just known as the GOAT with being the greatest football player. But, yeah, I think it has to do with what you do off the court or off the field, outside the boxing ring, off the golf course, those kind of things. But that was Dwayne Wade's, you know, thought here, and that we did forget about Kareem. We did. It's not possible to forget about Michael. They're still wearing his clothes. Players who are playing today wear his clothes, wear his shoes. And he's omnipresent, it feels like. Let me see. Let me get a couple of phone calls in here. There are a lot of people who want to help Seton plan his trip cross country. And Bob in North Carolina is one of them. Hey, Bob.
Hello?
Hey, Bob.
Hello. You don't have me on yet.
Yes, I
Hello?
Do. Bob.
Huh? Okay. I didn't hear that right before I get switched to the air. I am 5'8", 79 kilograms. I got two places Seton must stop for in Iowa. First of all, since he's such an Iowa State fan, he needs to stop off at Jonesy's Restaurant in Iowa City, because Jonesy's has sent two players to Iowa State to play basketball, and it's going to go on. It's going to be three soon. If he wants to, I will send him Iowa State swag so he can go in and style. And I believe the world's largest truck stop is just east of Iowa City, so he can stop there, take a selfie and post it on the DP show, and he can take a shower there and change into his Iowa State swag before he drives into Iowa City, which happens to have the other University of Iowa, not the University of Iowa, in their town, and stop off at Jonesy's to eat.
All right. Well, thank you, Bob. Sounds like Bob's on the road there.
It's well thought out.
Yes, yes, it is. You can take a shower there if you'd like.
It's
yes,
something I hadn't thought of was showering. But.
Yes, Paulie.
Dan, Jonesy's, North Dodge Street in Iowa City, home of the large tenderloin sandwich.
Okay.
That sounds great.
All right.
Sounds lovely.
Ken in Nevada joining us. Hey, Ken, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, thanks for taking my call. Longtime listener, 6'1 and a respectable 240. Hey, I drove cross-country tour buses for over 10 years, and this is not this is just more of a common sense phone call for Seton. Seton, pay attention to the weather every night. That'll tell you what's coming. If they say a small storm, consider it to be a large storm. Rule of thumb, stay south. Stay south. Get south. Everything north can change on you in an instant, and you don't want to take any unnecessary chances. So think south. And keep your eye on that weather report.
Well, thank you, Ken.
Just, yes. Can I ask Kenjamin quick question?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Sure.
How far north is north? Is St. Louis north, or is...
It is north. Chicago, St. Louis, north, South Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Colorado, all north, baby. Go south, but the food is better in the south anyway, so you should be fine.
Interesting.
All right, thank you, Ken. Yeah, there's a lot of advice. A lot of people offering suggestions. We'll let you know once we have the route down that he's going to take. And then you can offer up suggestions. You can follow along with him. And Seton will be going with the French kid. They got 7 days to get cross country. Yes. Yes.
We've already got a lot of food suggestions. We're starting to get towns with great amount of brewery suggestions.
Ooh.
And you can go all day with that. All day.
Yeah. And you have seniority over the French kid. So the French kid drives, you know, certain stops that you may have, you know. Next day, you may be banged up a little bit. Just
right.
Say to the French kid, hey, Dan said you have to drive.
Dan said you have to drive.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yes. You have it on record there. Joe in New York. Then we'll take a break. Jay Glazer is going to join us coming up. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Great, Joe.
I know. I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to do that. What's the patch above Billy Ripken say on the bottom line? Top says the oldest. I'm thinking it's the hardest. And you can do that later. But... what I was really calling about is how come you've never mentioned, I know you love Neil Young, how come you've never mentioned David Crosby, Stephen Stills, or Graham Nash in all these years? I mean, from Penn State, from Kent State to Woodstock to Chicago, they were there on all three of those things.
Yeah, Dan.
I just think that's big.
It is, Joe. I do mention one of my favorite songs was on this morning as I came in today. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes was on. And every time it's on, I take a picture and I send it to my youngest daughter. That's her favorite song. So CSN, CSNY. I actually did an interview with Graham Nash back in my rock and roll days. Wonderful gentleman there. Got to see CSN in concert. Did not see Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Big Neil Young fan.
That's sweet, not S-W-E-E-T.
Yes, it's a like a hotel suite.
Yeah, hotel suite.
People make that mistake.
See, they tricked you a little bit.
Yeah, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. It's about Judy Collins, who I think Stephen Stills was going out with at the time. There, did I make up for, how did I do? Did I come back?
Mm-hmm. About time.
Yeah, Joe, take that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk to Jay Glazer. He'll join us next here on the Dan Patrick Show. And now a message from Discover about real rewards. If you're a loyal credit card customer, you should be rewarded for your loyalty, preferably with something you can actually use that you want. Well, something like Cashback Match. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. So that's dollar for dollar, because when it comes to rewards, can't go wrong with cashback. Finally, rewards that make sense. Discover exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, like Fritzy, apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Super Wild Card Weekend, live on NBC and Peacock. Two great matchups Saturday at 3 Eastern. The Raiders against the Bengals, and then Sunday at 7:30, it'll be the Steelers clashing with the Chiefs. Before we get to Jay Glazer, here's Ben Roethlisberger talking about the matchup and that they have no chance of beating Kansas City.
We haven't discussed it, but I think, you know, I would assume as a group you understand that, you know, we probably aren't supposed to be here. We're probably not a very good football team. We're the, out of 14 teams I think are in, we're probably number 14. We're a double-digit underdog in the playoffs. So let's just go play and have fun and see what happens. I mean, we're probably 20-point underdogs, and we're going to the number one team that's, I know they're not the number one seed, but they're the number one team that's won the AFC the last 2 years, arguably the best team in football. We don't have a chance, so let's just go in and play and have fun.
All righty. I don't think anybody's buying that. Jay Glazer, Fox NFL insider. He has a new book, Unbreakable, How I Turned My Depression and Anxiety into Motivation, and you can too. Now available online wherever books are sold. Always great to talk to Jay. Is Ben retiring from the Steelers or retiring from football? Do we know yet?
Yeah, from football.
Okay.
You got me? Yeah, he's flipped. And, well, not only that, I think they were a little surprised he came back this past year. So,
but nobody has made any. He hasn't said anything about this. Why is he holding out?
It's not the Steelers. They know.
Okay.
They were surprised he came back this year, and then when he did, obviously they were lucky that he did. But yeah, there was kind of like, oh wow, he's coming back. All right, fantastic. Here we go. But no, yeah, he's not going to leave the Steelers and go somewhere else.
There was a report, I think Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback, that, you know, would the Raiders explore trading for a coach? They did this with John Gruden.
I said the same thing on Fox.
Okay.
Where look, it's the Raiders, right? When you have Carlos Santana playing your halftime in a preseason game, that's a rock star place, right? So I think Rich Bisaccia should be the coach. Like, it's incredible what he's done with all the stuff that they've had to endure this season. But, yeah, I think they're looking for a rock star to trade for it doesn't even happen, but trade for a Mike Tomlin or Sean Payton or something along those lines, or explore Jim Harbaugh, somebody like that. You got all those big whales in Vegas, right? So you want to make sure you kind of have a whale. But, hey, listen, the bottom line is you got to win, and Rich Bisaccia took this team, did a way better job than John Gruden did, and steered them through an awful lot. Like, man, people could say as much as they want that, oh, no, it's not a distraction. They have more distractions than any team I've ever seen.
Yeah. Where does John Gruden's lawsuit stand?
That I don't know. Is anything legal? I know I'm not smart enough to really.
Do you know Gruden?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah.
But is this?
Do you we're feel, not boys. I wouldn't say we're boys. No.
Do you think this is just a settlement here eventually with Mark Davis?
Again, that's the legal part. I don't know. I'm not sure.
The Jim Harbaugh situation, it feels like he's enjoying this considering where he was last year at this time.
He always liked this. It's every year. Every year Jim Harbaugh's name is connected to NFL teams. He loves this. Absolutely. But I will tell you this. One thing I know is that he has talked to other coaches saying, hey, if I go back in the NFL, would you join me? Would you be interested in this guy? So he is definitely preparing for the opportunity, but I'm going to say he does this kind of all every year. I think he likes it.
We had to take the pay cut, and then he may have taken Michigan as far as he could take them. I mean, they got blown out by Georgia. People forget that. They're like, yeah, but they beat Ohio State. I wonder if Harbaugh realizes you're never going to be better than Ohio State on a consistent basis.
And then I think a lot of those guys also, there are a lot of coaches were kind of like I know when I get on my guys at Unbreakable, I get on them, right? I'm always telling these guys, no hands on your hips, neutral face. We don't ever show it. And I know it wears thin on them, right? It wears them out. Eventually, stop, enough. So I think a guy like Harbaugh also like Parcells was great with this. He was like, all right, my stuff lasts for 3 years. And then that's it. And I move to the next place. And I thought that's why college is great for Jim, because he gets every, right?
Yeah.
Constantly has that.
Yeah.
Right? But in the league, I think he's great. Like, no doubt, a dude's a phenomenal coach. Like, there is no, you can't contest that whatsoever. And builds winning cultures. Cannot contest that whatsoever. But the smart thing is go somewhere for a few years and then move on and go somewhere else.
Who's the hot coaching candidate in the NFL?
So it's different this year than every other year, because every other year people want the next Sean McVay. And before that, it was the next Sean Payton. And it's just not there this year. We don't have those hot offensive candidates and, you know, it's McVay coaching tree. So guys like Dan Quinn, a lot of the guys that have been around, like Dan Quinn, is a hot name running around, and rightfully so, right? He's won. And you want to talk about building a culture, like, you can't wait to get to work every day with Dan Quinn. I'll tell you this. I would say 99% of coaches change when they get the head coaching job. And it's a very rare few that, you know, and they have to change to a certain extent. DQ is the same exact dude when he's D-line coach for the 49ers that he is today. Dude has never changed. He's a rare breed.
If the Cowboys happen to lose this weekend, is Mike McCarthy still firmly cemented as the head coach?
I think he is. Yeah, I mean, I would think. But I don't, with the Joneses, I don't know. But I would think so. Look, here's the other thing. Cowboys are a different place. Ooh, that's like, this is why I say like Troy Aikman's the biggest gangster of all time. And that's why Dak is such a gangster. That position is like the head coach or quarterback of, and it's like Jimmy Johnson's like incredible. Those two positions are like the center fielder for the Yankees and the shortstop for the Red Sox and the center for the Lakers and the point guard for the Celtics, all wrapped up in one. The attention that you get, right? And all the outside noise that you have to deal with. And they get a guy there, Mike McCarthy, that's just got them to think football, football, football. I think he's done a phenomenal job. But obviously, with them, their expectations are so incredibly high.
How did the Giants become this much of an embarrassment?
Oh, my God. I don't think they know what they don't know. What they don't know. You know, even a guy like, look, I said this weekend that Joe Judge, you know, had – first, it was like, you know, maybe 75% come back. Then our pregame show on Fox, I said 50-50. And by the time the OT came, I was like, it's down to 25%. And, man, there's just – I think some teams – look, culture is everything. Culture is everything. And you look at some of these teams over and over and over who lose, like Washington football team. It starts at the top. And you got to look at it and go, since Dan Snyder took over, they've never won. Well, maybe you got to look at the top down, right? Detroit has never won. It's, you know, Cleveland, the one year they won was the year that nobody else was allowed in the building. Only football, right? Think about that. And then, like, I look what Sean Payton did down with the Saints. He went down there and people were wearing bags on their heads, right? And, man, he went down and kind of taught the owner how to be a winning owner. And you go down to the Saints facility, man, the locker room feels like a W hotel. You know, the weight room is like more ridiculous than everything you've ever seen. They get this restaurant, Drago's, comes down and caters to them every Friday. Like, guys don't want to leave the facility. They're there. The Giants, their culture, they're waiting for the sky to fall all the time. They're just always waiting for the sky. And then, you know, here's the issue, is they always hire from within, from who they know. Oh, let's bring in Dave Gettleman. Right. Let's go get. Oh, Joe Judge is part of Belichick. Right. They wanted Matt Rhule because he was there for a year. Well, you have this culture where you're waiting for the sky to fall. You got to go outside and build a new culture in there. And you got to build a culture where, man, I cannot wait to get to work every day. And I don't want to leave the office.
Talking to Jay Glazer, Fox NFL insider, his new book, Unbreakable, How I Turned My Depression and Anxiety. There it is.
And look at that.
Motivation, and you can too. Look at you. Wow. Is that a Smedium that you got on, that shirt there?
My Michael Strahan collection. I got to give him a little plug here. It's a triple XL, but thank you for noticing the body, man. Well, are you body shaming me right now? Is that what you're doing? Are you body shaming me?
No, I'm complimenting you. I'm envious. Okay. I mean, you look swole today.
I had a late night last night.
What led you to write the book?
The gray that I live in, I call it. And you know, I've talked, you know, somewhat about this, man. I live in this. It's my depression, anxiety. It's been since I was. It's my earliest memory, and it sucks. It's a daily thing. Like every single day, I wake up thinking, my sky is falling. And people think like, oh man, you're rich and famous. Like, my wallet's not an antidepressant. It doesn't work that way. I have never known how to like love myself from the inside out. I don't know what that looks like. So I've always had to use, like, go do bigger things on the outside to learn to get love And you don't really have dudes who talk like this. And I did something a couple of years ago, and I started talking about, and obviously our foundation, MVP, you know, emerging vets and players, like, I'm an open book there. I open up and I pull my skin back and I talk, and I realize, man, like, one of the things that helps me be of service, helps me get through the gray to see the blue, is being of service. And this book is, you know, it's for all of us who live in the gray, whether you have, you know, like I have, whether it's clinical, you want to call it clinical depression, anxiety, mental illness, or just, you just go through hard times. I wanted to be this voice for the gray for all of us and show us it's okay not to be okay. We need to start talking about it. And like, man, football players, like, they hurt their knee, they go right to the doctor. But when our heart's hurting, they don't go to the doctor. And this is what we need to work on most. And as the world has changed. When this thing came out right here, right? And now all of a sudden we're comparing ourselves to everybody else's filtered fraction of a second in life. And we think our lives suck all of a sudden. And we see so much hate online. We're not conditioned for that. So for me to see the blue, like when I say I wake up in the gray, it's every freaking day. And it absolutely sucks. It's terrible. And I never know which version of me I'm gonna get every day. And then when I lay my head on my pillow at night, those 15 minutes at night, the worst part of my day, because I'm laying down with someone that I don't know how to like or love. And I just think is a like, not worthy of anything good. So I'm like, you know what, this could help a lot of people. And then recently, because I did the book, I started kind of journaling on social media in real time, how it looks, how living in the gray looks. And that has helped me cut through the gray a little bit and see the blue, see the reaction. And like, man, being like muscles, this is nothing. Like, vulnerability is true strength. And if I could be vulnerable with the world and especially the dudes out there, not just that, at everybody, I think like we all deserve to be happy and not live in the gray. And not let that monster win and keep that monster in the box. And it's a harder world to do that in nowadays. So that's why I wrote it. They came to me about it. And I've always been like, no, especially like this. But I pulled my skin back. And in the book, I explain what living in the gray looks like through a conversation that I had with Sean McVay, who didn't really understand it. And he let me redo the conversation. And he's like, wait, so you like... you wake up every day depressed? I'm like, yeah. He's like, why? I'm like, because I have depression. He's like, I know, thanks. But I was like, Sean, think how much better of a coach you'll be if you can understand the darkness that leads your players to put a helmet on and smash themselves into people over and over and over and over. Or for you and your coaches to work 20-hour days, or for somebody like me who steps in a cage with a Randy Couture or Chuck Liddell and gets punched in my face, like we're off. We got to be off to do what we do here. And, you know, I just thought it was a great way for me to be of service to people, man. And I'm proud. And the crazy stuff is my gray. Like, I have 12 days, the 25th is when it's launch date. And in my mind, my world's going to come crashing down in the next 12 days. Like, I'm trying to keep it together and not cry as I'm talking to you. It's that hard for me. Every day, every time something good happens, I feel so unworthy anything good ever happened to me. And to have this come out, man, where I've already had people tell me that they were going to, from my posts, they were going to turn to suicide. And because of these posts, they've decided to get help that's why I wrote the book.
Well, I appreciate your friendship because I went through a dark time. And you reached out to me and you just said you're here, you know, you were here for me. So
I'm right, dude.
Never forget.
I'm right. Yep. That's why, man, we got like, man, we need our teams and these bonds that we have, right? These brotherhoods, we can't do it alone. And I wanted to make sure that you knew you had a battle buddy who was walking this walk with you, dude. And you've always been there for me, man. So I had to be there for you.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate your time.
Love you.
Good luck with the book.
That.
Thank you, man. That's Jake Glazer. Unbreakable, how I turned my depression and anxiety into motivation, and you can too. Yeah, when I mentioned what I was going through, and I got through with that, got off the air, and the first person, one of the first people I heard from was Jay. And he said, you want to talk? I'm here. I know what this is all about. And we've had subsequent conversations. He and Dan Le Batard have stayed with me, in contact with me, with that topic, among other things. But, you know, it's you want to rely on some people. And not that I don't have people to rely on, but when you get some people who are in the business with you and they reach out and they're just a person. So very appreciative of those who did. We'll take a break. Last call for phone call. That did not go the way I thought it was going to go with Glazer, but yeah, appreciative of that. Yeah, Paul.
And you know Jay, and people see him on TV. When you see him in person or work with him, he's got the most energy and most positive attitude of anyone in the room. So when you hear him talk about this or write the book, you're like, him too? Because if you ever see him on air, he's just like that off air. I worked with him at CBS, and he was like, he ran the room. He was Mr. Energy, Mr. Let's go and seize the day. And when I heard about this, like, even Jay.
And sometimes you put on a front. Yeah. And I'm sure that's what Jay has to do, that you're paid to be this on TV. Then you get off TV and you might be somebody completely different. All right, we'll take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Russell Westbrook Jr. III went 2-for-14 from the floor against Sacramento, and the Sacramento Kings were trolling him. They gave him the honor of Ice Cold Player of the Game, and they did that in the Jumbotron. Also, they played the song by Foreigner, Cold as Ice, as well for Russell.
Spirited. Yes, that is
here is Russell Westbrook on being trolled.
Did you hear what they played? They played like Cold as Ice when you got introduced and stuff.
Ooh, the arena?
Yeah.
That's funny. They played that. I hope they played that the last 14 years, too. Man, it's funny. They play it now. That's cute.
All right. All right. I like that. It would have been nice if you had that response and you won the game, but you did go 2-for-14. If you look at his numbers, what's he averaging? 19, 19, 8, and 8?
Yeah.
And you go, wow, okay, those are decent numbers. But they aren't. That it's how he gets those numbers that's what's concerning here. Yeah, Paul.
I got to give Russ credit. He nailed it. It's been just over 14 years since the Kings were in the playoffs. Off the top of his head, that's good research.
Yeah, great. How about he researches how to shoot better? That's what I'd like to know.
Wow. Russell, do you have any response to Dan Patrick saying you need to shoot better?
Wow.
I shouldn't be able to shoot better than Russell Westbrook.
What if he said you guys are 0-for-4 shooting at the Emmy Awards?
I'm fine with that, but I'll tell you what, I'm closer to making it than he is. My jumper, I'll shoot against him.
Patrick calls out Westbrook.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I have nothing to lose. He has everything to lose. You know, if some old man walks out on court and starts, striping jumpers, you know, he's the one that's going to look even worse. Kevin in Missouri. Hi, Kevin. What's on your mind today?
Well, hey, I'll just wanted to comment on the trip for Seton out to the West Coast from Connecticut. And I'm a first-time caller, by the way, 5'8 and 175.
All right.
No, I'm an Iowa guy. Iowa's a great place, but not a great place to travel in the winter. So I live in Missouri now. So you really, if you look at Google, the most direct way from Connecticut is to come to Missouri through St. Louis. You can stop and, you know, take a picture at the Arch, Gateway to the West. Stop here in Springfield. Got the Bass Pro Shop, the Route 66.
You got a Bass Pro Shop?
Oh, there's a Bass Pro Shop. Seton, the only Bass Pro Shop in America.
That's the one.
Is Springfield, Missouri.
Let's go.
Oh, my God, Kevin. You made it. All right. Now we made the decision.
Well, I'm just saying, it's the flagship store, Dan. It's the flagship store. Okay. And then also, Route 66 headquarters here in Springfield. And I used to live in Oklahoma. You could stop off and see the Blue Whale in Catoosa. And you're further south. And
okay.
It's the most direct way.
All right, Kev. Thank you. Let me wait until Seton has his itinerary. Then we can let you know. I know that you're selling your places that Seton should stop through. I got to figure out the route that he's going to take.
I like that people are arguing with each other. Like, they'll tweet at me. Somebody would say, like, hey, go through St. Louis or whatever. And then you get the tweet, be like, don't listen to that guy. The worst thing to do is go through St. Louis. You got to go further south or whatever. I do like, though, that Kevin was thinking of the cinematography of the trip where you could get the picture at the Arch.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, when are you and the French kid figuring this itinerary out?
Likely the day before we leave. Knowing the way that we operate, likely as we're on the road. Like, I don't know, you feel like going to Chicago? Nah, right. Let's go to Indianapolis.
Are you going to get squirrely and go, hey, you know what? Maybe. I just want to let the audience know what route you're taking, and there can be tour stops along the way.
I promise you that we will tell you that. However, I can tell you that so far the starting location has been about a dozen different places.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
I guarantee you the first brewery that reaches out to Seton says, hey, we got free beer for you guys in Lincoln, Nebraska.
There we go.
Yeah. We're going 400 miles out of our way.
Lincoln it is.
This day in sports history. Oh, there's Fritzy. Fritzy's back from his poor internet connection.
Yeah, the truck outside doing all kinds of cute stuff and screwing up the whole neighborhood's internet.
Well, you're going to be doing this tomorrow because you can't come in the studio until probably next week.
I am hopeful whatever they're doing will be done. It was supposed to be done earlier this morning, but they're running late.
All right.
That's why there was intermittent connection there.
This day in sports history, Paul.
1999, Michael Jordan of the Bulls announced his retirement from the NBA. That's it.
That's it?
Well, there's a bunch more.
Okay.
Prop 48 didn't work out so well in 1986. Randy Moss got fined $10,000 for pretending to pull his pants down, not actually pulling his pants down.
I know. That was always silly. And Joe Buck made it worse. Joe's call was wrong. He made it seem like, oh, my God, he's pulling down his pants. He just gave you the impression that he was. Fritzy, what did you learn on today's award-nominated program?
We wouldn't care so much about some of the so-called stars in the Cowboys' offense if they were on a team like Carolina.
All right. Sadie O'Connor.
Andrew Kramer loves Todd's impression.
Yes. Paulie, what'd you learn?
Thank you, Seton.
More bit right up there, Fritzy.
What we learned brought to you by first-in-class technology, leader in innovation, intelligence not yet seen from an SUV, the 2021 Mercedes-Benz GLE. Learn more, mbusa.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.